In South Australia, there are mixed messages from the government over plans to avert a possible housing crisis that some have compared to the HIH collapse. The state's only major provider of insurance for home builders, QBE, will stop selling building indemnity policies from July. The finance minister says the government's committed to underwriting the insurer to prevent housing construction from grinding to a halt. But he's been overruled by the Premier, who says no decision has been made. Rebecca Bryce reports.
It's a consumer protection the South Australian government says all home builders must have. Insurance which covers customers from losing everything if their builder goes bust. Dave Callan is from the Master Builders Association.
The South Australian government, under the Building Work Contractors Act, use this insurance for jobs that are over $12,000 and those requiring development approval. The value of the insurance policy payout is $80,000, and it's triggered by the death, disappearance or insolvency of the builder.
At the moment, the only major provider left in South Australia is QBE, but from July, it's pulling out. That's partly due to the slumping market. The Master Builders Association says new housing construction has plummeted by 47% in the past 3 years. QBE has issued a statement.
QBE has reassessed its participation in the South Australian market, and we consider it no longer viable as significant increases in premiums would be required. The current economic climate has led to significant builder insolvencies and homeowner claims. QBE will continue to honour the policies we have written and will work with the government to develop a long-term solution that is sustainable for everyone.
The industry warned the decision would grind it to a halt. That prompted this announcement from Finance Minister Michael O'Brien this morning.
From July 1, when QBE ceased to offer the builder's warranty insurance product, they'll act as an agent for the South Australian government and effectively deliver an insurance product on our behalf for another 12 months until we've determined where we want to go with this particular issue.
But the Premier, Jay Weatherill, says no deal has been made.
We are committed to make sure that this insurance will be provided. So in that sense, if you say we're underwriting it, yes, we're underwriting it. But what we will do, the precise form of that, whether that's another company, whether that's done internally within government, what impact that will have on the budget and all of the issues around that are still matters to be given consideration to, and we haven't landed on a solution for that.
There's little it can do about another QBE decision to raise premiums by 50% from Monday. Michael Hickenbotham is the Managing Director of Hickenbotham Homes.
That is a huge increase, and obviously it'll have an adverse effect on housing affordability. All of this works against young home buyers being able to buy a new home.
The government says it's looking at all the available long-term solutions, including making the insurance optional. It wants a solution within weeks. Dave Callan from the Master Builders Association.
I do not see another insurer wanting to enter the market. Around Australia, the Tasmanian government has made it optional. In Queensland, it's a government-backed scheme. In New South Wales, it is government-backed with an insurer that is involved with it. In Western Australia, it is QBE again that is taking the lion's share there.
QBE says it's also assessing its position in Western Australia and is in discussions with the state treasury.